Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The husband of a Black woman who died in childbirth at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center is suing the hospital, alleging she bled to death because of a culture of racism there. He's also seeking an injunction that would require the hospital to make changes to protect mothers and women of color.
The lawsuit highlights the disparity in maternal care for Black women, who are three times more likely to die from a pregnancy-related cause than white women. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Carol Sakala, Director for Maternal Health at the National Partnership for Women and Families. And Carol, we appreciate your time. So tell us a little bit more about this disparity.
Yes, thank you so much for addressing this really important topic. It's a longstanding issue that is finally getting the attention that it deserves. And it's about Black women, as you mentioned, are 3 to 4 times more likely to die than white women. And this is due to a lot of carelessness. And Kira Johnson's death and disregard and disrespect. Kira Johnson's death was completely avoidable. It should never have happened. Within hours of what should have been one of the most important days of her life, this extraordinary and healthy young Black woman who experienced a very rapid cesarean. Her bladder was carelessly cut. And when she and her husband communicated to the staff something was not right over and over again, their concerns were trivialized and she bled to death. And unfortunately, this is not all too common. And it includes widespread stories that other listeners may have heard, such as about Serena Williams' birth, Beyonce's birth, and others. Disrespect and mistreatment are widespread and must be addressed.
This story really just lays out what looks like a lot of evidence that they were not listened to. And it looks pretty straightforward, but what exactly is the evidence and what do you think will happen?
Yes, so the lawsuit was just filed this week, so I expect that they may have a very strong case, because people are leaders at the hospital, leaders who I have personally worked with at the hospital, are saying they themselves experience racism on a daily basis, and this should never have happened. So I am hoping that justice will prevail in this case. And I want to salute Charles Johnson, Kira's husband, who has become a tireless advocate for the need to address the inequitable care that Black women receive.
This is a phenomenon that's been identified in some cases in hospitals that are in poorer parts of cities and states around the country. Cedars is not that. It's in West LA. It's one of the finest hospitals when it comes to birthing in the country. What does that tell you about Cedars, and what does that tell you about this broader phenomenon?
No one is exempt, and that is one of the things that the medical care system is slowly, too slowly coming to accept, is that these kinds of bias, this kind of discrimination are everywhere. And so there's a lot of focus right now on helping to raise awareness of these challenges. And also, we have recently issued a report called Improving Our Maternity Care Now Through Community Birth Settings. One of the things that we have found is that many people of color and white women as well have been fleeing hospitals, and an increasing number have been giving birth in birth centers and at home. And in fact, it leapt up by 20% from 2019 to 2020, and the trend was led by people of color. So for Black birthing people, it was a 30% increase. For Indigenous people also experiencing serious inequities, a 20% increase. and Hispanic people a 24% increase. So these are people who are no longer feeling that hospitals are safe places to give birth. And certainly that applies to pandemic care, taking healthy families and taking them into the hospital, but it also applies to a more general phenomenon of concern about whether people will be treated with respect and dignity and will be listened to.
Carol, thank you so much for your time and putting a spotlight on this really important issue. Carol Sakala, Director for Maternal Health at the National Partnership for Women and Families.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.